I have a few of the events and activities passed along. I want to do that for you right now. We say a few as we continue to encourage you if you're an organization that's finding ways to still have activities, events, maybe in person in ways that you can, maybe virtual. We do our best to tell folks about what's going on. When you let us know, you can send direct announcements to me, Charlie, at WSGW.com, news at WSGW.com. We appreciate those that do. So one of the things happening is tonight, and this involves a virtual event, and it is the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra and a culinary concert titled Music You Can Taste tonight at 6:30, a live stream event with Chef Scott Kelly joining you virtually in your kitchen and assisting you in cooking a three-course dinner for two while you're entertained by the sounds of the Vortex Jazz Blues Band. It's a dinner package that you can find out more about when you go online to SaginawBayOrchestra.com to find out more. That's SaginawBayOrchestra.com for tonight at 6:30, this live streamed event. Also, a reminder that come Sunday, the 17th, so you still have a couple of days, the Stories of Saginaw's Silver Screens, Saginaw County Movie Theaters, told through a variety of rare material, including posters from the Scott Sieberger Historic Poster Collection. This is at the Castle Museum, and it will continue through Sunday. So find out more about the exhibit and how you can attend and enjoy. Castlemuseum.org is how you find Castle Museum online. That's castlemuseum.org. Well, speaking of, you know, talking about needing colder temperatures and finding winter, if we get some colder temperatures, you are invited to enjoy the ice at Hoyt Park. Not much you can do much about that these days, but hopefully at some point that free open skating that takes place, the sledding and everything that goes on that happens now through the middle of February, even skate rentals that are available to track what's going on and the ice conditions. Go to the Facebook page, Bringing Back the Ice, Bringing Back the Ice, and you'll know more. The Chippewa Nature Center offering evening snowshoe hikes on specific dates. The next one would be January 19th, which will be coming up on Tuesday, but they have several dates throughout the rest of the month of January. It's between 6 and 8 p.m. in the evenings, where you can discover the beauty of a winter night. Might need a little bit more snow to do that, obviously, but to looking for signs of animals, enjoying the winter sky. And you can find out more because pre-registration is required. ChippewaNatureCenter.org. That's ChippewaNatureCenter.org. Through next Friday, the 22nd, you can still enjoy a special exhibit at the Anderson Enrichment Center. Captivating Moments and Telling Stories, One Click at a Time, a collection of works by eight Through Our Lens Michigan photographic artists, going on through January 22nd at the Anderson Enrichment Center, including some nature and wildlife photographs, giving you a chance to explore Michigan's diverse landscape, and you'll enjoy that. Through next Friday, head to artsaginaw.org to find out more. artsaginaw.org. Again, it's on display at the Anderson Enrichment Center. Speaking of being on display, Saginaw Valley State University continues its 16th annual student art show, and that is an online experience going through the end of the month. A variety of mediums to be showcased, photography and painting and drawing and sculpture, ceramics, printmaking, graphic design, and more. Go to svsu.edu/artgallery. svsu.edu/artgallery, and you can find out more about that online opportunity. The Region 7 Area Agency on Aging is going to be giving away free KN95 masks in conjunction with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. This is happening Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon at the Bay City office. This is 1615 South Euclid in Bay City. Now, the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging says these masks are available to anyone regardless of age and available until supplies are exhausted. And additionally, if you're 60 or older, there are food and hygiene boxes available. So that has a specific age. But for the masks, again, anybody, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 11 a.m. till noon, head to the Bay City office, 1615 South Euclid in Bay City. First come, first served, while the supply lasts. Coming up next Wednesday, the 20th, So you know, on the WSGW Facebook page, a special opportunity to see a broadcast, a Facebook Live event involving the Woodley Leadership Academy. And this is going to be happening starting at noon, going until 12:30. And from our sister station, KISS 107, host Yvonne Daniels will be online. And this is next Wednesday, noon till 12:30. Head to WSGW, the Facebook.com/WSGW Radio for the social streaming event with the Woodley Leadership Academy. That's next Wednesday. So there's a few things that are happening here and into the extended week that we hope you have a chance to enjoy, some in person, some online, but maybe something that you can enjoy.